This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
A grizzly bear was seen this week in a southwest Montana mountain range that hasn't had bears for more than 50 years. Montana Public Radio's Ellis Julin reports the sighting comes as lawmakers consider removing the bear's federal protections.
State wildlife officials confirmed the bear sighting in mountains roughly 100 miles from Yellowstone National Park, the first time a grizzly's been spotted there since bear recovery began in the 1970s. The regions around Yellowstone and Glacier National Park support the two largest populations of bears in Montana. As their numbers grow, the bears are seeking out new habitat in their historic ranges. Congress is currently considering legislation to take these bears off the endangered species list. Montana and Wyoming state officials say this population has sufficiently recovered and are requesting grizzlies be delisted. U.S. Fish and Wildlife last January rejected states' petitions to delist bears in the lower 48. For NPR News, I'm Ellis Ju Lin in Missoula, Montana.
Hawaii's Big Island is banning people from feeding feral cats, a move officials say is needed to protect native wildlife. The law is set to take effect in January and allows fines of up to $50 for a first offense, increasing to $500 for repeat violations. Biologists argue the ban is necessary to protect native species from both cat attacks and parasites carried in cat feces. But critics of the ban warn it could push feeding efforts underground and leave hungry cats hunting more, not less. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading lower at this hour. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
This service exists because of you. While you rely on local programs, NPR News, weather, and traffic, none of it's possible without your support. Make your tax-deductible year-end gift today at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate.
Support comes from Houston Public Library Foundation, empowering the Houston Public Library by providing the necessary resources to allow Houstonians to learn, explore, and build. More at HoustonLibraryFoundation.org.
Travel can open your mind and heart to new experiences, new people, and new ideas. Hey, I'm Rick Steves. Join me for an hour each week as we explore fun, affordable, and culturally expanding ways to experience the world. We'll meet authors, guides, and fellow travelers who can inform and inspire us to find our own adventures near and far from home. Join us for Travel with Rick Steves.
Travel with Rick Steves, Saturdays at 6 a.m. on News 88.7.
With so much going on, it can be hard to keep up with who's doing what and why. I'm Aisha Roscoe, host of Weekend Edition Sunday, letting you know whether it's news from